So we'll pick up at the beginning of the chapter again and learn a bit more from the blind man this evening. So we'll go ahead and start at the beginning again, go down through verse 11 this time. The Bible says, "And as Jesus passed by, he saw a man which was blind from his birth. And his disciples asked him, saying, Master, who did sin, this man or his parents, that he was born blind? Jesus answered, Neither had this man sinned, nor his parents, but that the works of God should be made manifest in him. I must work the works of him that sent me while it is day. The night cometh when no man can work. As long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world. When he had thus spoken, he spat on the ground and made clay of the spittle, and he anointed the eyes of the blind man with the clay, and said unto him, Go wash in the pool of Siloam, which is by interpretation sent. He went his way therefore and washed, and came seeing. The neighbors therefore, and they which before had seen him that he was blind, said, Is not this he that sat and begged? Some said, This is he. Others said, He is like him. But he said, I am he. Therefore said they unto him, How are thine eyes opened? He answered and said, A man that is called Jesus made clay, and anointed mine eyes, and said unto me, Go to the pool of Siloam and wash. And I went and washed, and I received sight. So he came seeing, is our title tonight. Lord, give us your wisdom. Use your word in our hearts tonight. We thank you for the privilege to meet midweek and open your word together. Pray now that it'll be a special time of you speaking to us. We ask this in Christ's name. Amen. So, this man, remember, he was blind from his birth, as we see there in verse 1. So, he had never seen before. And when Jesus passed by, the disciples saw the man that was blind. Of course, Jesus sees the whole world as blind, spiritually speaking, because they can't see him for who he is. But remember, it also pictured us, that we were born sinners from birth, and that we were born spiritually dead and blind, and when Jesus saved us, he gave us the light of the world. And as I said, Jesus also taught the lesson about suffering and about the coming tribulation period. But moving on, verse 6, where we finished last week, when he had thus spoken, he spat on the ground and made clay of the spittle, and he anointed the eyes of the blind man with the clay. I think here he's teaching that we need, maybe we might need some eye salve to see what we should be seeing. And, you know, if you go to Revelation 3, Jesus rebuked the church at Laodicea for this very thing, for not seeing what they should see. Here in Revelation chapter 3, look at verse 17. Because thou sayest, I am rich and increased with goods and have need of nothing, and knowest not that thou art wretched and miserable and poor and blind and naked, I counsel thee to buy of me gold tried in the fire, that thou mightest be rich, and white raiment, that thou mightest be clothed, and that the shame of thy nakedness do not appear, and anoint thine eyes with eye salve, that thou mayest see." Now he's talking here to the church, and Laodicean church more represents this age than any other. It's the final one, the seventh of the seven churches, and it's the one where he tells them in verse 20, "I stand at the door and knock." He rebukes them earlier for leaving their first love. And one of the things he says is that the church needs to anoint their eyes with eye salve that they might see. That they might see what? Well, that they might see what God sees, which is that the world is without Christ and needs Jesus. That's why he told us, lift up your eyes and look on the fields, for the white are ready to harvest. And isn't it interesting that the name of the pool is sent? I mean, that's probably not a coincidence, is it? That of all the things that pool could have been called, it was interpreted sent. And all that are cured of blindness, spiritual blindness, are sent. Amen? Think about it. We were cured of our spiritual blindness. We were given the light of Jesus Christ. We can see now Jesus, and we can see his word through the Holy Spirit, but we're also sent. Jesus told us right before he left the earth, in every gospel and in the book of Acts, I want you to go. You are sent by me. He said to the disciples in John 20, as my Father has sent me, even so send I you. So I don't think it's a coincidence that he chose a pool named Sent for the blind man to wash his eyes. So he went his way and washed. But, you know, Jesus could have just healed him, right? Which he did other times. So why this time anoint his eyes with eye salve from his own spit and mud and send him to a pool to wash to get his eyesight, which he had never had? And I think that, again, he's still earlier in his ministry. He's teaching a lot of spiritual lessons. And it says that he washed. Well, if you're born again, you're washed. Amen. You're washed in the blood of Jesus Christ. You're washed. You've been healed of your blindness, and you are sent. There's a lot hiding in this story, isn't there? But the Bible says, 1 Corinthians 6:11, such were some of you, but you are washed in the name of the Lord Jesus. And of course, Titus 3:5, not by works of righteousness, which we have done, but according to his mercy, he saved us by the washing of regeneration. So we are washed in the blood of the Lamb. So if Jesus is teaching spiritual lessons, which I believe he is, it says there in verse 7, and after he washed, he came seeing. He obeyed Christ. Remember Naaman in the Old Testament? When he was told by the prophet to go wash in the Jordan River, and at first he said, there's no way. There's a lot of rivers greater than the Jordan. And if his servant hadn't encouraged him to do it, he was not going to do it and get healed of his leprosy. But this blind man just did what Jesus told him to do. I've touched your eyes with my special eye salve. Go wash in that pool and you'll be healed. And sure enough, he did exactly what Christ told him to do, and he came seeing. We are to obey the gospel. We saw this last week, but turn there again, John chapter 6. And that is to what? Believe on Jesus Christ. Many times in the New Testament, we're told to obey the gospel. What does that mean? It means to trust the Lord. Here in Romans 6, verse 27, they came to Christ and asked him. Jesus said, labor not for the meat which perisheth, but for that meat which endureth unto everlasting life, which the Son of Man shall give unto you. For him hath God the Father sealed. Then said they unto him, what shall we do that we might work the works of God? That's a pretty clear question, isn't it? What shall we do that we might work the works of God? In other words, how are we going to earn heaven? Tell us what to do. Give us the list. Jesus answered and said to them, this is the work of God, that ye believe. There it is. That you believe on him whom he hath sent. And when we are born again, we come seeing, just like this blind man. And if you go to Acts 26:18, we'll see where Paul is recounting the mission that he was given by God. And we'll see that this was part of that mission, that you and I, when we trusted Christ, went from darkness to light. Acts 26:18, to open their eyes and to turn them from darkness to light. The day you got saved, you were turned from darkness to light. The Bible says in Ephesians 5:8, you were sometimes darkness, but now are ye light in the Lord. Walk as children of light. So now we can see. Now we have the light of the world, Jesus Christ, living in us. And now we are the light of the world. But Jesus wants us to see. What does he want us to see? Well, if you go to John 4, I think he tells us. We saw this when we went to John 4, or preached to John 4. But he wants us to see what he sees, and that's blind people. But not physically, but spiritually. Notice John 4:35. Say not ye, there are yet 4 months, and then cometh harvest. Behold, I say unto you, lift up your eyes and look on the fields, for they are white already to harvest. Lift up your eyes and look and see what I see, is Jesus. That's what he's saying. See what I see. I don't see people. I see souls that need salvation. And that's what he wants us to see. So verse 8, the neighbors therefore, and they which before had seen him, that he was blind, said, is not this he that sat and begged? The neighbors are all scratching their heads saying, this guy's been begging his whole life. In Bible days, you know, it was, you either worked or you begged. Those are you starved. Those are your options. And so since he couldn't work because he was blind, he had to beg. Verse 9, some said, this is he. Others said, well, he's like him. And he said, yeah, it's me. I'm he. You know, this is what God wants us to do. Just tell people what happened. Give our testimony. He said, it's me. I'm the man that was born blind. I'm the man that's been sitting here begging for all these years. It's me. And now I can see. And go to 1 Peter 3:15. We'll see where this is what God wants from us. He just wants us to tell people what happened. There are a lot of Christians who are afraid to witness because they don't know how. Just tell them what happened. Tell them what God did for you. Tell them how you got saved. Tell them how you trusted Jesus Christ and you're born again. 1 Peter 3:15, look what it says. Sanctify the Lord God in your hearts. Be ready always to give an answer to every man that asketh you a reason of the hope that is in you with meekness and fear. Be ready to tell people. Just like this blind man, it's me. I'm healed. And so they said, well, how? I like that question. And as it says here in 1 Peter 3:15, people ask of you a reason of the hope that is in you. How did you get this new hope? How is it that you know you're going to heaven now? Well, let me tell you. They said, how were you healed? Verse 11, a man that is called Jesus made clay. He anointed mine eyes and said unto me, go to the pool of Siloam and wash. And I went and washed and I received sight. Our testimony should be always pointing to Jesus Christ. Amen. People don't need to know about your horrible past and all this stuff. They need to know about Jesus and how he has given you eternal life and a home in heaven and given you a hope, as it says there in 1 Peter 3:15. Now, next week we'll see that it almost gets a bit comical when the Pharisees start questioning this man because they don't want to believe that he was healed. Because if he was healed, remember, this man had never seen. It's different that he lost his sight somewhere along the way. No, he was born blind. Imagine you're born blind. You've never seen light. You've never seen colors your whole life. And then just like that, you have full sight. Wow. And he's just going to keep telling them what happened. And they're going to keep saying, yeah, but tell us how. Tell us who. And he keeps telling them, and you'll see. It's almost comical, but sad. So what does God want from us? We have been healed of our blindness. We can see now. We have the light of the world, Jesus Christ. We're here to shine. The Bible tells us to shine. And what do we need to do? Tell them that Jesus healed us of our spiritual condition, which was sin. The consequences of sin, which would go to hell, we were spiritually dead, and Jesus gave us life. Praise God. Just be like the blind man. Keep it simple and tell him what happened. Amen? That we came seeing. We might not be able to explain all the doctrinal implications of it all. We know that we trusted Jesus Christ, and he rescued us from sin and gave us eternal life. And now he lives in me, he's changed me, and I'm going to heaven. Amen? And we came seeing. How exciting is that? So just be like the blind man. Tell him what happened. Amen? Let's pray.